We've got Kat from Bright Lights on the phone. Morning.
Hi.
So, Bright Lights, a distinctive blend of captivating melodies, huge drumming, dirty and delayed guitar work with an intensive bass lines allows South Shields-based Bright Lights to be no ordinary female-fronted band. Is that right?
Yes.
So, I'm just going to ask a couple of questions. Like, how was the band formed?
Well, me and me, the guitarist, were already in a band beforehand, but it wasn't really going anywhere. So I knew Dan and Joel, the guitarist, through friends, and I've known them for a while, and we just decided to form a band, and then Matty, the bassist, came along when we were looking for a bassist, so that's it.
And it all kind of just worked.
Yeah.
How did you originally get into music? Was that through school, or was that through your own personal passion?
It was personal, really. I mean, I've been singing since I was, like, tiny, but my dad's always been into music. My dad played guitar and played gigs and stuff. So just through that, I mean, since I was, like, 3 years old, I've been singing. So just, I think it just kind of came naturally through family.
So you kind of just followed on as such?
Yeah.
So did you perform at Evolution Festival this year or last year?
This year we played on, they opened up the UMP stage on the Monday.
So was that an experience?
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, it helped us get a lot more fans. Like, we didn't expect as many people to be there as there was, because we thought with being the opening act, people would probably just go to the main stage.
Yeah.
But there was quite a few people there to see us, so very good.
So you also gained radio play on BBC Newcastle, I'm reading here. Was that hard to do? Was that through somebody you knew? Or
we just did it through the BBC introducing page.
Yeah.
We just got found through there, but that was really early stuff. Like, that was our first ever demo.
Yeah.
So it was really exciting for us then, because that was a few months ago now. So, yeah, it was really good.
So do you think the world of online media, such as YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all that, has benefited you massively?
Yeah, it's definitely helped us. I mean, it's helped, like, loads of bands get known and everything, and we probably wouldn't be doing half as good as we are if it wasn't for YouTube and Facebook and other social media.
Because that's the way forward, beat the record labels.
Yep, definitely.
Is there any ambition to get signed, or you'd want to stay independent, or is there...
I mean, if it happens, we wouldn't say no, obviously,
no.
But I think we're just happy to be playing gigs. That's all we really want to do, is just play music all the time. So whether it meant getting signed or not, we wouldn't be that bothered. We just want to be playing constantly and, like, getting our name around and stuff.
So having fun at the end of the day.
Yeah, basically.
So you start off in a small practice room then?
Yeah, we started off in one of the local practice rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved on, we found our own room. So we're just in, like, a little, it's horrible, the room, but it's got to be done, right? So, yeah.
Have you got any, like, big influences, or is there anybody that sticks out to you, music?
Personally, I've always loved Paramore, and I knew from being, like, a female-fronted band, we'd always get that reference anyway. But I've admired Hayley Williams since I was, like, since they've been around. So she's, like, my main influence. And it comes as standard with being a female-fronted band that we'd get that reference as well.
Because that's something which you don't see as much of anymore, like female-fronted bands. And
I think they're starting to make more of an appearance now than ever before. And think it's through, like, people like Hayley Williams and Gwen Stefani fronting No Doubt as well. I think they've had a big appeal on people.
That's the way forward. So your EP is released on October the 7th, is that right?
Yeah, October the 7th, yeah.
And will that be various on iTunes, Amazon, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it should be on iTunes, Amazon, anywhere, hopefully.
Are you just going to sell physical copies, or are you just doing digital downloads?
We had an EP launch night on Friday night where we had digital, physical copies, sorry, mm-hmm. and we have still got some physical copies, so it'll probably be a case of sell them, see whether people want physical copies or whether they just want to download and see what happens.
Oh, I still like a CD. I do like digitals, but I like a CD. Are you doing a lot of gigs, or is it...
Probably, well, since the first started gigging around last year, we've done quite a few. It seemed to be, like, more so now than, like, we've ever done. But quite a few, yeah.
He's got any coming up next couple of weeks?
We've got one on the 29th of this month in Newcastle.
Yes, I've got that.
Yeah, and then I think it's just in drips and drabs after that. We're going to take a lot of time to write some new stuff and hopefully get another EP out in the next year, hopefully.
He has got any advance to bring an album out or to bring something like that along the lines?
We're considering a single release after this.
Yeah.
I think. So that should be coming up in the next couple of months, hopefully.
So do you have one main writer as the band, or does everybody in the band contribute?
We all contribute together. We all write when we're in the practice room together. So say one of the lads on the guitar will come up with something, and then we'll add drums to it, and then a bass line, and then it's all down to me. I always write the lyrics, so I'm normally like last minute writing lyrics before any gig.
That's the way.
Yeah.
I suppose that's the way to do it. It's raw. Yeah. It's different.
But always we have a tendency to make changes as well quite often, so we'll come up with something and then I'd like change it, it'll be completely different from when we started writing.
Yeah. Just have a, so it's brightlightsmusic.co.uk. You're on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Is that Bright Lights Music.
Yeah.
Twitter or not?
Yes, it's brightlights_UK.
Do you prefer Twitter or do you prefer Facebook? I always like asking this question.
I personally prefer Twitter.
Yeah,
But for the band, I think Facebook is a bit more beneficial. Yeah. Like, I think a lot of people look more to Facebook for bands than they would to Twitter. But for personal, like, accounts, probably I prefer Twitter.
Yeah. But social media is definitely benefiting bands. Like, when I've interviewed people in the past, people wouldn't be half as known without the power of YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah, YouTube is definitely one to help get music around. So,
and one final question, if you had any tips to anybody want to start out in music or as a band, what would you say to them?
I'd probably say you've just got to work really hard, make sure you get your name around. Gigging all the time, like, definitely helps. Once people start to know you and people start talking about you, that really helps you get more gigs, and then more people know who you are. Best way to do it is just work hard and play gigs.
So thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us. Thank you.